Okay, and welcome back for the third and final hour of Cancel the Cabal and Shake and Wake Radio. I got a call last week from a disturbing antagonist, as I just called him a minute ago. Said he needed some more airtime, so he didn't get in contact with me last week, but he got in contact with me this week, so I want to welcome back Judd Witham to the show again.
You know, I am a disturbing antagonist. it proves one thing, that the cabal, you know, is hitting on all eight cylinders.
Yeah,
we have today in the world a great disconnect. Some people refer to it as cognitive dissonance.
Yep.
I've discovered that human beings are a lot like a tape recorder. You only get out of them what has been recorded in them.
Yes. I don't know who it was, but I'm sure it was somebody very prominent that said, the more powerful you look and seem, the more power people will inherently give you. And that goes for doctors, that goes for lawyers, that goes for politicians, that goes for pharmaceutical companies, you know, whatever the case is.
Well, biblically speaking, it is taught to us as children that we perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
I don't know if Moses said that the first time or somebody said it the first time, that we perish because a lot of us are dumbasses.
Well, you know, there's also biblical writings that that indicate, well, I think it's Romans 13 or something like that, that says, give unto Caesar what is owed to Caesar, pretty much, you know. If
I think that's Romans 11, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, yeah.
We are faced today in this world with a profound lack of brain power. I don't know why there's so many masses in the world, but I do know the first dumbass that really stood out for me as a man is the dumbass, I think, in Isaiah, where the man's ass began talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
You ever read about the dumbass in the Bible?
No, I don't think I have.
I guess he wasn't so dumb after all if he could talk, right?
Right.
I'm only going off over here to razzle and dazzle everybody to, you know, be entertaining enough to grab their attention for a few minutes on the cabal. We have, across the world, a real big mess. A lot of children, grandmas and grandpas and brothers and sisters and mommies and daddies are perishing under the most horrific conditions. And a lot of it, not all of it, but a lot of it is so unnecessary, it's avoidable, and it truly is a tragic waste.
Well,
Annie,
a Shake and Wake owner, she just said, fluoride in the water, that dumbed down many for many years now.
She's right. She's correct on that. And there's a lot of other things that have been used to enslave the human race. This brings me to this point. And I'm kind of picking on Christopher Ray because I believe Christopher Ray seriously deserves it. But this whole mess surrounding the degeneracy and the vileness of the president's son, Hunter, revealed on his laptop, convorting with scantily clad girls, probably in, you know, the 10-year-old range. In very sexualized contact with a lot of crack cocaine, apparently, rock, crack, whatever you want to call it, cocaine and extremely inappropriate conduct, which the FBI director, Christopher Wray, apparently has refused to provide information to the Congress of the United States regarding this laptop. Now, the oversight chair to the House Weaponization Committee, James Comer and James, I forget his, the other one's name.
Comey?
There's... It's either here nor there. It'll pop in my head here in a minute. But the thing that is so enraging, it's just enraging. This is the same FBI with all their agents, and this is the same Justice Department with all of their scientific and investigative powers. They can't tell you where the Social Security lockbox is. They've told the senior citizens in the United States that if they don't come up with a budget deal, because the debt ceiling apparently has yet again been hit, that grandma and grandpa and a lot of disabled people, they're not going to get their Social Security check.
You know, I went to school, Judd. I think $138 billion is much greater of a number than $873 billion, isn't it?
Say that again. I think you got it backwards.
I was being facetious. I did get it backwards.
I see. Well, again... What are these senior citizens and people that depend on their disability income? I mean, what are they supposed to do precisely?
Yeah. Well, you know, 87-year-old granny's got to go back to work. That's all it is.
And then, of course, there was James Jordan, that kind of nerdy-looking guy from Ohio. I remembered his name. There's James Comer, James Jordan, okay. Dan Bishop, Blake Stefanik, Chip Roy. I can name a few of the other ones, but it's not the point. The point here is that we all know for a fact that if we were faced with an attack by China, or we were faced with an attack by Russia or North Korea and Iran, and we were, you know, sucked into a, let's say, a nuclear war, that Congress and Senate would come up with the money to fund the military. I mean, they'd come up with that money like in a matter of minutes.
Yes, they
Somehow
would.
Somehow that money would, I mean, they wouldn't have any problem.
Well, they would
coughing up whatever they need to fight their war, right?
You know, there has never been any congressman, woman, / senator that has ever voted against a pay raise either. Not one.
Well, I guess what my point here is, Stephen, on the cabal, the premier destination for people that want to know, we've got all this investigatory power and all these state police and county sheriffs, and we got investigators out the wazoo working for law enforcement all over the country, but they can't find the lockbox.
Right.
They can send, scientific instruments to the deepest part of the world's oceans and find all kinds of fantastic stuff. They can send space telescopes, and they can send, you know, space probes into deep space, and they can invent the most advanced computers, and they can find anything they want to find, except the Social Security lockbox.
Yeah.
And the money that's supposed to be in it. And that goes, you know, to all the different programs like Medicaid, and, you know, I guess everything's going to come to a grinding halt, and people that are desperately in need of medical attention, or, I don't know, root canal and teeth extraction, or there's all these people that are supposed to be of we the people.
You know, I just thought of something.
Are going to get zip.
They're probably going to.
While the Republicans and the Democrats play out this
theater,
political maneuver. I'm really sorry, but any senior citizen that's listening to this episode of the Cabal needs to stop and ask themselves a question. The FBI can't tell you where the lockbox is?
Yeah.
And the FBI and the Justice Department, they apparently all the money in the Social Security lockbox is gone. Now, I'm kind of thinking that's a big crime scene.
Yeah, well, you know, look at what the, I don't know, just look at the daily distractions, I guess.
Well, at the beginning of this incredible episode of the Cabal, we were discussing dumbasses, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you get the point of my joke, dumbasses?
Yeah, not to be confused with dumbass.
Do these dumbasses really think that we're that stupid?
Yeah, they do. You know, Washington, D.C. is still in lockdown from 2.25 years ago.
The thing is I have a friend, and he and I have worked on freedom and liberty issues for some time. I'm going to give a little plug out to my buddy up there in Michigan. His name's Rick Martin. And he's a little bit smelly, and I don't know, he gets some cockamamie ideas every once in a while, but he's kind of a good old boy there from Michigan. That's your neck of the woods, right?
Yes, Michigan. Sir. Yeah.
And we've all seen the destruction of the industrial engines of Michigan and Illinois and Ohio. You know, there was a lot at one time, steel mills and automobile industries. And, you know, there was a lot happening on the shores of the Great Lakes when it, you know, involves production of hard goods for an economy here in the United States and in Canada. A lot of raw iron ore back and forth across Superior and Michigan and Lake, I guess, Erie even involved with the movement of raw materials. And we're capable as a people of doing some pretty fantastic stuff. And that really doesn't include the Ford motor car, because what I understand, that stands for fix or repair daily. The Ford automobile, I don't know. But I'm not trying to be comical here. I'm trying to get back to a point. Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Donald Trump. God, I can't stand that guy. He just creeps me out. And I voted for him, too. I campaigned for Donald Trump I won't ever be making that mistake again. But where's the lockbox? You know, Dianne Feinstein, I know she's a dementia patient in her wheelchair, and Maxine Waters, where's the lockbox? Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, where's the lockbox? I can go for, you know, a few years naming names, Steve, and then I'll pick on you, Steve Roberts. Where's the lockbox, Steve?
Yeah.
I've been asking people for weeks, you know, at the cafe, at the post office, the gas pump, supermarket, Chinese restaurant. I'll look at them and I say, have you got any idea where the lockbox is? And the fluoride has made mush out of their brains. And as a nation, we have the gall. We have the gall to have how many military bases all over the world?
Over 900, I think.
So when we hit the debt ceiling limit, they're just going to shut all those down?
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
And all the great big powerful military brass and all the military contractors and on and on and on, all of their money's just going to stop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think for one second that the meals and all the, you know, wine and the champagne and all that stuff at the White House is just going to stop?
Yeah.
Or is Joe Biden going to continue to live in the lap of luxury?
Yeah. I wonder how, I wonder who is going to stop
all
this.
I mean, America is a leader in the free world, and in many respects, America is a leader in the whole world.
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, I can argue with you about that, buddy, because you know what? We got the cabal.
Right.
We got the cancel the cabal, and we got Steve Roberts, and that's a big deal.
Right, but we stopped being.
What about it? Don't argue with me, Steve. We got the cabal.
Correct, but we stopped
don't
being.
Don't give me any, you know, be the poop meister for a reason. Don't give me any poop on this. We have the cabal.
All righty.
And this word being spoken is going out across the world. And it's time that us men set aside our differences and we put our, you know, failure to act attitudes, we put them aside and we get our dumbasses in gear. And that's everybody in the pulpit. It's every church in this nation.
Yep.
We need to set aside our differences.
I thought about telling the church I attend that if they would go, they would forego their 501c3 tax exemption, I could fill that place instead of 80 people every day or every Sunday. They have seating capability of about 400.
The thing that I'm trying to get to here is simply this. There's a lot of people in the world that are depending on the cabal. It's up to us, Steve Roberts, and the owner of your platform, what's her name?
Annie.
You ask Annie about this, she'll tell you. I mean, there's a lot of people depending on Annie. And the poopmeister, you know, the... What did you call me at the beginning of the show?
The...
An antagonist?
Antagonist.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an antagonist, all right. Right here on the floor and on the seat next to me, I got dozens of notices from United States District Judge Daugherty and United States District Judge McCloskey. in federal courts in Shreveport, Lafayette, and there's one more. I can't think of it right now. Come to me here in a minute. There's three federal courts in Louisiana where old Judson Witham's right up in their freaking grill. I'm not pulling my punches, and I really don't care if they like what I've got to say or not. I am flat out up in their face, up in their grill, including the Monroe Division of the federal courts in Louisiana. Now, there's a reason that Louisiana was chosen, and that had a lot to do with the state of Louisiana and the state of Missouri not liking the censorship industrial complex of the Biden White House. I mean, we're talking state attorney generals here. We're not talking yahoos with some blog and some, you know, what do they call that, blogosphere radio. You know, we're talking about state attorney generals of Missouri and the state of Louisiana sued the FBI, the NSA, Homeland Security, the Census Department, the State Department, the CIA. There's about, I don't know, all told, there's about maybe 50 defendants for running this censorship industrial complex. You've been hearing about that a lot on the internet lately, right?
Big tech. Yep.
And all the social media platforms deciding that all these people they're spying on with Prism and COINTELPRO, and they've got all these different carnivore software programs, and apparently the Israeli Mossad invented them some invasive spying platforms, you know, software to run on your Facebook and your Twitter account. Where they're spying on everybody without any due process of law at all.
Well, you
no
know.
No notice, no hearing, no nothing. You're just spied upon by this thing we called government. And then they go one step farther. They go one step farther.
I don't call them government anymore.
Well, they go one step farther, and they decide that what they've gathered with all this spying is the, who gets their plug pulled, and they get censored. Their voice gets canceled.
Yep.
Now, I don't quite know how to say it, but when they started publishing the existence of that federal case, excuse me, I said, well, that ain't going to get it. That dog can't be allowed to hunt. So I filed an intervention in the case, telling Judge McCloskey and Judge Daugherty that the lawyers that represent Missouri and Louisiana are not competent or skilled enough to properly represent millions of Americans that are being censored by the censorship industrial complex. I told two federal courts and a bunch of Justice Department attorneys that the lawyers representing Missouri and Louisiana didn't have the cherries to properly represent the case and defend the American people. So I filed an intervention. And then in explaining to the federal judges my point, I jumped in their freaking face and crawled right up in their grill, and I said, this whole industrial censorship complex is a GRU, KGB, German Nazi Third Reich Stasi. I said, this is completely illegal. totally unconstitutional and as un-American as it gets.
I think
it's got to be stopped.
I think all of the former Tin Horn dictators would gush with envy at what's going on here in America.
Agreed. You're absolutely correct. And so myself, I suggested to Kim Hogan that she file an intervention as well, and she did right behind me. And then there was a couple of other people that we haven't been able to locate. I don't know if he's dead or not. This one guy's name, I think, is Mike Webb. He's supposed to be a Navy officer that lives in an apartment somewhere in Alexandria, Virginia. But he, for some odd reason, he's come up missing in action. I can't find Mike Webb to save my life. And the courts had a bunch of notices that were sent to Mike Webb. I think that's the correct name. Sent back, as in Mike Webb's just doesn't exist anymore. But in any event, you ever heard of Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Uh-huh.
You ever heard of the Heritage Foundation?
Yes. Yes, I have.
There's some other big dog, freedom and liberty groups that have filed amicus curiae briefs. With the court, back in old Judson, would you call me something antagonist?
Yes, the antagonist.
Yeah, backing up the antagonist. But again, to the point, Dr. David Martin.
Yes, I know him.
Has addressed the European Parliament. And he's told the whole world that viral warfare has been unleashed against the people of Earth.
Yep.
By the National Institutes of Health, the Center for Disease Control.
Oh, you know what I just found out today from David Martin, Dr. David Martin, the one you just mentioned there?
Uh-huh.
The first official recognized coronavirus goes back to 1966.
65.
It
was developed at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Right, but
and
I think...
It was used in experiments to create a viral warfare agent to unleash upon the world. That's the whole
right.
Reason for gain of function.
I think it was first patented in 66, it was probably first recognized in 65 there. But
well, I guess they've murdered a whole lot of people since 65.
Uh-huh.
Our government, well, your government, not mine. I disavow them. No, I do. I'm. They can take their dog and pony show and
put it
up their dumb ass. You know.
Yeah.
But in any
where the sun don't shine.
I'm trying to keep it civil.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep Annie happy over there. If she's listening, I'm doing my best, Annie.
She's listening.
I'm a 65-year-old. I'm an old construction worker. I used to build skyscrapers. And, I can swear like a sailor.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping it family friendly.
That's right. That's right.
Sunday schoolish,
Yep.
They even teach the dumbass in Sunday school. But in short, I'm trying to be a little entertaining here to maybe keep some people's attention so they don't drift off into zombie land and go to sleep. We're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And the men and the women in this world that care, we need to come together and set aside our differences and stop these insane, crazy Nazis that have overthrown our government. Because, again, if they had a nuclear war on their hands. Boy, them printing presses and $100 bills come flying out of there. They'd be sitting at their computer consoles, keystroking all the money they could keystroke just as quick as quick can be.
Yep. Fire up a helicopter,
no
boys.
No problem.
Fire up a helicopter, boys.
Fire up the turbine-powered helicopter money presses. That's correct. Now, back to the central theme of this discussion, I want all this police force and military intelligence, you know, naval intelligence and the Marine Corps. Where is the lockbox? And where's all the money that's supposed to be in that lockbox? Now, they told everybody that Social Security is going to run out of money by 2030. Or 2035, I guess, you know, it's kind of up in the air. It's, you know, it's about 10 years from now. The Social Security system is supposed to run out of money in about 10 years. So why is it that Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell, as soon as there's a discussion of the debt ceiling being met, you know, or arrived at, or whatever you want to say, why is it that grandma and grandpa and all these people on Social Security disability, why is it that their checks are going to stop?
Yeah, good question.
It's not a question. It's a demand that these, boy, I almost did it on the show, Annie. I'm sorry. I almost said what I really felt, and that would have been ugly. And he would have said he can't come on a broadcast. He's got a foul mouth.
She kicked
off.
Where
is the money, Donald Trump? Come on. Where's money, Mafia Donnie Boy? And Don Jr. and all that Trump bunch of Jared Kushner's and Trump's daughters and that whole bunch from the so-called the Trump, what do they call them there? The Trump Corporation or the Trump Group, or they call them the Trump Machine or Trump something.
I don't know. I don't pay much
Trump,
attention.
Oh, yeah, I remember. They call it the Trump Organization.
Okay.
What about it? Can you say chlamydia, Harris? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Come on, chlamydia. Let's Miss Harris, the Vice President of the United States. Where's the lockbox?
I've called her.
That laugh of hers, yeah. Where's the lockbox, Miss Harris?
I've called her a whore many times.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what. And Elizabeth Warren, and let's see, Bernie Sanders and Robert Kennedy Jr. You know, he's come out as, you know, the last great white hope and savior of the free world, RFK Jr. And I put some photographs on the internet of him yucking it up with Bill Clinton and some prostitutes.
Yeah, I seen that.
Did you see the pictures I posted?
Yeah.
There's old RFK Jr. with his cell phone out. And he's got that big, man, he's got this weird smile on his face. I mean, it's like
yucking it up.
Yucking it up with Bill Clinton. You saw him, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
So again, you know, I hate to, you know, drag everybody back to reality and wake them up, but the cabal has a lot of people depending on us. The whole world is depending on the people of the cabal to stop these insane clowns from further destroying the fabric of our society with their lies and their degeneracy, their viral warfare agents and gain of function, and all this other skullduggery that we all know goes on. Skullduggery, deception, lies, absolute depravity. You know, that's Donald Trump's department. Absolute depravity, Mobster Donnie. I wish he'd just get his golf clubs and, like, get on a space shuttle or something.
Yeah.
And go to Uranus and stay off my planet. Stay off my planet, Don Trump. I'm sick of his mouth. I'm sick of his lies. I'm sick of Barack Obama and his... I don't believe that Michelle Obama is a woman. I just have a feeling about it.
Yeah, there's a...
You know, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be just disrespectful or anything, but something does not add up with Michelle.
Well, you know, it was...
Michael. Is it Michael or Michelle or whatever it is?
Michael Robinson. Yeah, it was 6 or 7 days before she died, but Joan Rivers, the comedian and actress and stuff like that, she had a little couple of words with some sort of a interviewer or something. And
yeah, about Michael being a tranny.
Well, yeah, she said, we've already had the first transvestite, wife of a president. She said, everybody knows Michelle's a tranny.
Well, and you know, when you look, Steve and Annie, when you look at the White House being lit up in rainbow colors, before all the children of the world, those images of the White House all lit up in rainbow colors,
yeah,
was the most disgusting display of degeneracy and perverse. Evil.
Yeah.
When I first saw the photograph, I think I probably became enraged.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what do they think they're doing? Who do they think they are? What are these freaks doing? Freaks! And all that. LGB, RST, QR, WXYZ crowd there can not like what I just said all they want.
Well, you know,
I'm not interested in their sexual deviance.
Uh-huh.
I'm not interested in their mind rot.
Well, you know, the
what it is, mind rot.
The mantra goes around every now and then. I mean, I try to say it every other week or so, but every week, but. Nobody had any kind of problem with these drag queens until they started to involve our children.
Well, there's that grooming element, and I can't agree with you more. But it, you know, you can't go down to the elementary school, or you're not supposed to, anyways, and instruct minor children in that regard without a note from their mother and father. This is the destruction of the parental purview over the sanctity of their children. They've decided that mommy and daddy have no interest whatsoever to grant permission that these children be exposed to this stuff. Destruction of the family. Does that ring any bells?
Yeah.
Total destruction of the family. Where the perverts, the sickos, the weirdos, just get to ignore what mother and dad say is okay for their children to experience.
Uh-huh.
Including, you know, handing out condoms and handing out the morning after pills and you know, handing out literature on having your genitals mutilated.
Well,
and... yeah, I mean,
a 13-year-old.
Where does it stop? Where does it stop?
A 13-year-old girl in California can get an abortion without parental yeah. consent, but she can't go to the zoo without her parents' consent.
We have a huge responsibility here on the cabal, and that is to tell it like it is. Whether there's certain, you know, mentally ill people in the world that like it or not. Now I'm gonna address. Hold on here a second. I gotta sneeze.
I've been sneezing and coughing all day.
Here's the last month. It's going on 5 weeks now. I met this person in a supermarket. They claimed that they were from my old hometown. Which, you know, kind of sparked the conversation. And walked out in the parking lot with my sack of dog food for my yellow dog over my shoulder. And this car was not there when I pulled in. They came in after me. And I noticed all the stuff packed in their car. And I said, what are you, living in your car? Which they began to cry.
Right.
And the whole story about how they'd been sick and in the hospital. They came out of the hospital. They lost their apartment.
Sick after the jab?
Yeah, the jab's in there too. Yep, the jab's in there too. So, you know, when a woman cries to me and she's a complete stranger, I took it as being very real. And I just happened to have a few dollars in my pocket that day, and I wanted this person to realize that there are people in the world that actually care. So I handed this lady a $50 bill, and which distracted her from crying. I don't think she'd ever had anybody just care that instantly.
Yeah.
But I told her I had to go down to my place and feed my dog. I've got a yellow dog, kind of like Old Yeller. He's got mental problems or something up with that dog. I said, you know, if you want to, and here in an hour or so, why don't we talk on the phone and see if we can't figure out something about your homelessness? So I did, and we got back into conversation. That evening, I took this woman home and parked her in my driveway. And I've got an international school bus. It's an RV. And when you go in the front door of that little school bus RV and you close the door, it's a real secure place. I mean, you got to really break into this school bus. So she was safe. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Now, the next morning when this woman was going out to her car and waking up and stuff, I walked up to her and I told her not to worry and that everything was going to be all right. And I handed her $200. Because, you know, a woman's got to have some money in her pocket.
Yeah, well, everybody does, not just a woman.
Well, this woman needed to have some reassurance that she was going to have some money in her pocket. And then as we got discussing her medical issues and her cancers, when she gets tired and she becomes sick, and when she becomes sick, her system becomes a bit septic. And when her system becomes a bit septic, her psychological well-being becomes extremely unbalanced. I was suspected there for the first week what psychiatry refers to as bipolar and schizophrenia.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm, you know, this is a real handful here. So and now a few weeks later and a lot of interaction with this woman that is extremely damaged from a screwed up world, and including the jabs. She's been double vaccinated. I don't think she took the third shot. It has been an absolute mind bender for me. My brother, Bradford Norcross, with him, he died many years ago, a stage 4 lung cancer. He smoked himself to death.
Yeah.
That's how bad he wanted to die. But in any event, he had hit a large oak tree at about 80 miles an hour back in the 1970s, immediately after my older brother, Clifford, who had some pretty serious psychological problems, had taken his own life, committed suicide. My brother and him were siblings. Older brothers were, they were, them two were siblings, and my brother took it hard. Bradford took it hard, and he got drunk, and, well, he, I think he was trying to kill himself, to be honest about it.
Yeah.
I think he drove that car into that oak tree on purpose. But when my father finally did locate him at the hospital in Plattsburgh, New York, he brought my brother home, and my brother went into his room in the house, and he laid in bed for about 3 months and did nothing but scream all day long. I mean, his mind was scrambled and his body was in a lot of pain. And for 28 years, I didn't turn my back on my brother. And I'll be absolutely damned if I turn my back on this woman with cancer. In the last 5 weeks, I've dug into my pocket and I've shelled out about $2,500 to try to keep this woman from driving out in front of a Kenworth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Kim Hogan, oh God, Kim's madder than hell at me.
Why is that?
She says I'm being played and all this other stuff. She just doesn't like the fact that, you know, she thinks I'm being taken advantage of by a flim flam artist, actually. And madder than hell at me. And I said, well, you know, if I am a dumbass, at least I'm a nice one.
Right.
You know, at least I, a generous one. I'm not going to turn my back on somebody that's a this far one. Down on their chips. Yeah. Which brings me to today. On this show, on the Cabal, I was blinded by fiberglass getting in my left eye pretty bad. It was like, you know, somebody with a long fingernail had their finger stuck in my eye. I mean, that stuff hurt.
Right.
And I went to the Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas, about, I don't know, this is about 30 years ago, I guess, somewhere in there. And I waited for 11 hours in agony with no medical attention at all. 11 lousy hours. And I finally blew my fuse and I blew up and I yelled at the attendants. I said, where in the hell is my doctor? And I got this response. Well, when you don't have any insurance, you just have to wait. And I exploded again, and I said, what are you talking about? I got the best insurance there is. I did. At that time, I had really good insurance. And I mean, dude, I exploded. What are you talking about? I had a doctor working on my eye in about 3 or 4 minutes from there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there was a doctor that just ready to work on my eye.
Yep.
And to this day, my left eye is kind of boogered up from that. But I had a holy religious experience during that next 2 weeks. I laid on my couch in my home with both of my eyes bandaged shut. I was blinded and in a lot of pain. That freaking left eye, buddy, I mean, that stuff hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And I laid there and I had an epiphany, a religious epiphany. You know, there are people in the world that die in the darkest places on this planet. And there is no relief. They die under the worst kind of circumstances and there is no doctor.
Yeah.
There is nothing except death waiting upon them.
Yep.
Like,
I know it.
I don't know, in every battlefield you can think of.
Yeah.
What they did to the real Americans when the whites showed up in their boats and stole everything in sight.
Uh-huh.
They stole everything in sight, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, Manifest Destiny and well, that you whole know, papal bull thing.
You know, people people tend not to look at what a truth is, but the truth is the criminal element come over in the ships, the three Columbus
Democrats
ships.
And the Republicans?
No, yeah, them too. But they, the English and the
Republicans and Democrats,
the English, the Spanish, and the French, they all ship their criminals over here to America, and to the New World, and they did it in Australia.
What? Well, wait a minute, hold the phone here.
They did it.
They
in
shipped them where?
Over here to the New World.
Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone here. Where are you coming up with New World? It was as old as where they came from.
I know it, but it was called the New World, and they shipped them over to Australia.
Now I'm on to you. Now I'm on to you, Roberts.
They shipped them over to Australia too.
Sure, Steve. And you got some beachfront property for me too, don't you?
Well, of course. I got a bridge in Brooklyn.
Swamp. You got some swamp land in Florida you're trying to sell me with that New World stuff.
Well, I got a bridge in Brooklyn too, though.
Steve, you know, as much as I love Annie, and I do, Annie, thank you for allowing me to speak on the cabal. I want to know from all the American people, where in the flying, you know what, is the lockbox? Where is it?
Yep.
And where's all the money that's supposed to be in it? And why is Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell and a bunch of the other Republicans and Democrats telling them that, well, you know, you're not getting your check? We're not going to pay your Medicaid. We're not going to pay your Medicare, which is, you know, we pay for that.
Yep.
Don't you pay for that? Why would you pay for Medicare when the government goes broke? You don't get any Medicare.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've done this in the past too. Every single year, it seems like.
Well, I'm suggesting to you that the cabal and all of its participants and people that are thinking about becoming participants, we have a great obligation to the whole world. Broadcasting, I guess, from Michigan?
Yep. Well, I'm in Michigan. The
It's jigs up, folks.
Uh-huh.
If you saw the kind of stuff that I'm sending to Judge McCloskey and Judge Daugherty, that's sometimes laced with the most extreme vulgarities. I mean, I've called them every rotten name in the book.
That's called vitriolic diatribe. That's what it's called.
I'm an antagonist.
What
do you say that? I'm an antagonist. With what? Say that diatribe stuff again.
Vitriolic, vitriol diatribe.
Write that down and send me a text. I want to use that on another program. But it's enough's enough. I mean, enough is enough, folks. And, you know, Vladimir Putin, if you're listening, Chief, I wouldn't want missiles and biolaboratories next door to me either.
Right.
So, you know, Vladimir Putin, you know, and some of these other people that are not particularly all that pleased with NORAD. Is it NORAD? What's the name of that bunch of armed thugs that want the Ukraine to do whatever the hell they please next to Russia? NATO. Oh,
NATO.
Excuse me.
NATO. Yes.
NATO. Yeah, NATO and the Republicans and the Democrats. Boy, I tell you what, they come up with some fancy stuff for their dog and pony show House of Mirrors, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And meanwhile, there's children. There's pregnant mothers, there's grandmas and grandpas and brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers all over this world that are depending on the cabal to get a hold of these Republicans and Democrats and slap the living, you know what, out of them.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. There you go. You can say snot on a Christian show.
Yes, you can.
And you can say poop, you know.
Yes, you can.
Slap the living poop out of them, and we need to stop this. And I don't know, if you can't do it on the cabal, Steve, where can you do it?
Yeah, I know. I had a power outage. I had a power outage about 30 minutes ago, Justin, but the generator kicked in.
Maybe they knew the antagonist was coming.
Well, I think I need to turn the air conditioner off, but oh well.
So back to this woman with cancer that I've been financing the last 5 weeks. In discussions with her and texts over the last couple of weeks, it's been insane. But I noticed there's kind of been a common theme and element to her vehement distrust. She thinks I'm hacking her phone, and she thinks I've been following her. I just met her. If I had to hack a telephone, man, I'd be in a lot of trouble because I wouldn't even know where to begin. I've never hacked anybody. Have you ever hacked anybody, Steve?
I've only hacked junk up out of my throat. That's all I've ever hacked.
So the thing that comes out of this woman is very critical of Christians and God. And I've talked to Kim about this a lot. I said, I don't know if this is a spiritual attack, a satanic attack, something to distract me, you know, like gaslight me. Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here.
Okay, you're still there. I didn't know if it's the CIA or the FBI or the NSA trying to just eat up the clock and distract the living hell out of me. I've talked to the state police, and I've talked to sheriff's office from Pennsylvania to Palm Beach, Florida, trying to make sure that this woman's safe.
Yeah.
Because she'll disappear for hours, and I don't know if she's killed herself or, you know, killed over dead or been hit by a Kenworth or, you know, I know approximately where she is.
Yep.
As she runs up and down the East Coast, supposedly seeking medical attention for her cancer.
Yeah.
Including a visit to Mary White Hospital, and I think it's Mary White, in Maryland.
Yeah.
Which isn't too far from Bethesda, right?
I don't.
Maryland?
I'm not, yeah.
Isn't too far from Alexandria, Virginia, is it? And that, you know, this whole thing with this person, and I'm not going to tell you her name because it wouldn't be fair. I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah.
But this is all going on at the same time where there's a bunch of Justice Department lawyers and Robert Kennedy Jr. and all the other parties associated with this federal court actions in Louisiana, including Dr. David Martin.
Uh-huh. Well, Judge.
Go ahead.
We're all done here. We only got about 30 seconds left.
Okay, well, Steve Roberts, have me back. Tell Annie I love her to death.
Of course.
And remember this. The cabal is the premier destination for the last best hope that this world has.
Yep.
Yeah, imagine that. And it's a Christian-based organization, right?
Yes, it is. I know we're all getting...
God bless you, Steve. Steve, God bless you. Annie, God bless you. I love you. And I'll see you next time.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, everyone. It's been a long day. Thanks for staying here, guys. See everybody tomorrow with me and Roger. Until next time.